Good night, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Teruma, Tafshin Ayin Tes. Torah told us in this week's Parsha about the Badim, the poles that the Aron HaKodesh had that were put into the tabois, into the rings that are on the side of the Aron. The Torah tells us in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Tesvav, B'tabois HaAron Yiyu HaBadim Lo Yasuru Mimenu. The poles of the Aron shall be in the rings and they shall not be removed from it. To ensure that the Aron HaKodesh, is always ready to be traveling, the poles are not allowed to be removed. The Sefer HaChinuch tells us that in the event that we need to transport the Aron, in the hurry of the moment, we may not be able to tell that the poles are properly secured, and the Aron, Chas V'Shalom, might slip from our hold. But if they're made with no intention of ever being removed, they will be firmly fastened in place. The Torah was concerned that the Aron be ready to move at a moment's notice, and therefore the poles, the Badim, had to be constructed in a way where they were extremely, extremely firm, and that way they would never be able to come out. We learn from this Parsha a very important lesson. The Rav Sadia Gaon tells us that the Aron, which contained the Luchos, were inscribed with the Asarah HaTedibros, the Ten Commandments, which Chazal explained comprise all of the 613 mitzvahs. Therefore, the Aron, which housed the Luchos, is really a metaphor for Limud HaTorah, through which one's mind and heart can become a home for the study and the wisdom of Torah. In order for a person to be matzliach, to succeed in learning Torah, it requires intense concentration, and a person has to remove himself entirely from outside distractions. This is comparable to the Aron, which is hidden away in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, which is off limits to everybody but the Kohen Gadol, who could only go in one time, lifnai v'lifnim. However, the poles of the Aron Kodesh teach us that even while a person is wholly engrossed in Limud HaTorah, he must always be ready to be mobile. Which that means is that being immersed in Limud HaTorah must be accompanied by the awareness and the willingness to embark at any time, in any place, to do whatever it takes to bring the Aron HaKodesh, to bring the Luchos, to another Jew. And that is the responsibility that we have as Yidden, is that we have a responsibility to learn Torah, to learn as much as we can, to toil in the Torah, to go as deep as we can. But we also have a responsibility to share whatever we can at any moment with another Yid. If we see that we have an opportunity to educate, to learn, to teach, and to give over, we have the achrayas from the Badim. The Badim teach us the responsibility of giving over what we know and being able to transport the Aron HaKodesh to people other than ourselves. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos.